The following question was asked to Rav Rimon. It was about a soldier, and the soldier was on reserves with 300,000 other soldiers fighting for Medina Israel. And a soldier wanted to know his division was permitted to go home on Friday, but they had to be back on Shabbos morning. So the question was, is he allowed to leave the army base on Friday and go home, spend Friday night with his family, and then come back on Shabbos morning? Or should he give up that opportunity? And he couldn't switch his time off with someone else. So Rav Rimon addressed this question the following manner. There's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yotes, which says, "Ein mafligin besfina pachos mishloshi yom kodem la-Shabbos." You can't set sail in a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. Bamed var memoriam, when does this halacha apply? Lidvar rishus, for a permissible matter. Val lidvar mitzvah shaper dami, but for a mitzvah, you are permitted to go on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. What's the concern about going on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos? There are a lot of different opinions in the Rishonim, and I guess one of them, the most compelling, I guess, for Rav Rimon, said according to the Baal Hamor's explanation, says the major concern is that if you go on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos, then you're going to put yourself in a situation where you're going to need to be Mechal Shabbos because something may go wrong with the boat and you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. So the question is, are you allowed to do a completely permissible act a few days before Shabbos, knowing that that likely or you will definitely have to be Mechal Shabbos? Do we care? Can we simply say, on Thursday or Friday, my activity is permitted, and then on Shabbos, if I'm in a pikuach nefesh situation, I'm a life-threatening situation, so I'm allowed to set aside the Shabbos prohibitions for pikuach nefesh. If I know I'm going to be in a pikuach nefesh situation, or I will likely be in a pikuach nefesh situation on Thursday or Friday, can I put myself in that situation on Thursday or Friday? So the answer is, that depends. For Devar Rishus, for an optional matter, you're not allowed to. But for a mitzvah, you're allowed to. In other words, you're allowed to do something on, let's say, Thursday or Friday, which is a mitzvah, even though you know as a result of this activity on Shabbos, you're going to have to set aside Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, for a life-threatening situation. Now, the big question is, what's considered a Devar Mitzvah? So the Rama in Simon Reish Memches Seif Dalet has a very broad definition of what a mitzvah is. The Rama writes, based on Rabbeinu Tam, Yeshomim, there are those who say, Shekol makom she'adam holech lischora, oleros penei chavero, chashiv akol dvar mitzvah, veinu chashiv dvar rishus. If someone's going for business or to see his friend, that's considered dvar mitzvah, and it's not considered dvar rishus. Rak yisholech letayel, if you're just going on a trip, on a cruise, then you shouldn't do a few days before Shabbos. If you know you're going to have to violate Shabbos. Val Kane says the Rama, Nagu biktas makomus lahakel be'inyan haflagas asfinos v'alicha shayara toch shoshu yomim. And that's why in a number of places, people were lenient when it came to going by boat within 3 days before Shabbos, because they considered everything to be a Dvar Mitzvah. Don't protest. Because they have what to rely on. Mishnah Berurah says, in the places where they didn't have the custom to be lenient, you shouldn't be lenient. The Kava Poskim Sovereign Divaina Mitzvah Gemura. Because many Poskim say you need a complete mitzvah, not just something which is a quasi mitzvah for business. For business, maybe it's a mitzvah to support your family. But many Rishonim hold that you need something that's more direct form of a mitzvah. But, says Rav Rimon, you have this Rabbeinu Tam, and you have the Ramo quotes him. And he said, certainly, lechazek et ha-mishpacha,
to strengthen the family, toshesh v'chadoma, to recover. Nechshav k'tzorach mitzvah. This is mitzorach mitzvah. V'lachein hadavar mutar. Therefore, it's permitted. So he thought that it's definitely permitted to go on Friday, to leave your base on Friday, and to come back on Shabbos. It's interesting. There's a question about a doctor. Let's say a doctor who's in the hospital. And let's say that he knows he's going to have to be in the hospital Shabbos morning, Saturday morning. Is he allowed to leave the hospital on Friday to go home, spend time with his family, enjoy the Shabbos Friday night, Onik Shabbos, and then Shabbos morning, go to work when he need, let's say he needs to go to the hospital for pikuach nefesh reasons. But are you allowed to leave the hospital on Friday to spend Friday night with your family? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kolchatzah Perek Mem, Heara Samach Dalo, that you're allowed to leave the hospital on Erev Shabbos, even though you know you need to come back to the hospital to deal with a cholo sheish bo sakana, a life-threatening illness, on Shabbos itself. Because spending time with the family Friday night, that's considered tzorach mitzvah. Moshe Feinstein wrote that the doctor should stay in a hospital or place near it, so you won't have to travel on Shabbos to the hospital. But Rav Rimon said in this case with the soldiers, you are allowed to leave on Friday, even if it means that you're going to have to come back on Shabbos to go back to base. And obviously going back to base on Shabbos would be a pikuach nefesh situation, but you're allowed to put yourself in that situation by leaving on Friday, because when you're spending time with the family, that's considered tzorech mitzvah.